This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military is battling their way into the heart of the main city in the southern Gaza Strip on Sunday. The latest now from Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan.
The air rumbled with constant explosions and thick columns of white smoke rose over Khan Yunis, which is sheltering hundreds of thousands of civilians who fled to other parts of the enclave. Residents said tanks had reached the main north-south road after intense combat through the night. In the city's Nasser hospital, streams of casualties were brought in on Sunday. This man said his son had been shot by a sniper. Militant group Islamic Jihad, allied to Gaza's Hamas rulers, said its fighters were battling Israeli forces in the area.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, who says both sides are reporting heavy fighting in the north of the Gaza Strip. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Members of an Israeli community devastated in the attack by Hamas militants on October 7th gathered to mark Hanukkah, the Jewish festival of light, by lighting candles and listening to music.
Hanukkah is a holiday of freedom and lighting the darkness. And we invite the hostages that were kept in Hamas hands that came back 2 weeks ago.
Resident Guy Jacoby, after released hostages, addressed the gathering of displaced residents. Israel says 137 hostages remain in Hamas-ruled Gaza. Economist Javier Milei was sworn in Sunday as Argentina's president and has immediately moved to prepare the public for a painful shock adjustment with drastic public spending cuts. In his inaugural address, he presented figures to lay bare the scope of what he called the economic emergency. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in Buenos Aires to witness the swearing-in of Argentina's new president, Javier Milei. It is the Ukrainian leader's first-ever trip to Latin America, as Kyiv continues to court support among developing nations for its 21-month-old fight against Russia's invading forces. During Zelensky's visit to Buenos Aires, his office in the White House announced he would travel to Washington to meet President Joe Biden on Tuesday. Zelensky used the trip to Argentina to meet leaders of several developing countries. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is running again as a three-day election began on Sunday. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Paul Sullivan, a Washington-based Middle East analyst with the Atlantic Council, tells VOA that while it appears highly likely that President Sisi will win the election, the country is in difficult economic times and is stressed strategically by the Gaza war and other instabilities surrounding Egypt in its very difficult neighborhood. Results of the presidential election are not expected to be announced until December 18th. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
The government of Guyana, under pressure from neighboring Brazil and a Caribbean trading bloc, has agreed to join bilateral talks with Venezuela over an escalating territorial dispute. The century-old dispute between the two South American nations recently reignited with the discovery of masses of oil in Guyana. The government of Nicolas Maduro, through a referendum last week, has claimed sovereignty over the Essequibo territory, which accounts for two-thirds of Guyana and lies near big offshore oil deposits. Guyana President Irfan Ali said Sunday that his country will meet on the Eastern Caribbean island nation of St. Vincent on Thursday to discuss where border lines between the two nations are drawn. Residents in the U.S. eastern state of Tennessee clean up after severe weekend storms killed six people and damaged neighborhoods. AP correspondent Tiffany Wong reports.
Several tornadoes raged through the Tennessee Valley on Saturday. Officials confirmed at least six people have died, and Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell says.
In total, so far, our responders have identified 22 structures that have collapsed as a result of the storm, and countless others have sustained significant damage.
Social media photos showed debris scattered in front of houses, a tractor trailer flipped on its side on a highway, and insulation ripped out of building walls. I'm Tiffany Wong.
Download the VOA mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.